Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 311. Yesterday, I explained to you the biological conflict linked to the coronary veins as a female sexual conflict or a male territorial loss conflict. Today also, we are continuing with this biological conflict depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. Please attend carefully. In the case of males, a right-handed male with normal hormone status and with a territorial loss conflict will have his coronary arteries affected. A left-handed male with normal hormone status and with a territorial loss conflict will have his coronary veins affected. A right-handed male with low testosterone status and with a sexual conflict will have his coronary veins affected. A left-handed male with low testosterone status and with a sexual conflict will have his coronary veins affected. In the case of females, a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with a sexual conflict will have her coronary veins and cervix affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and with a sexual conflict will have her coronary arteries only affected. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial loss conflict will have her coronary arteries only affected. A left-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial loss conflict will have her coronary veins and cervix affected. With this explanation, I hope you will be able to backtrack to understand the psychic conflicts presenting with affections of coronary arteries and coronary veins in case of males and with affections of coronary veins, cervix and coronary arteries in case of females. The basis is the person's gender, laterality and hormone status. Now we will move on to the details of the SBS of the coronary veins. Dr. Hammer discovered that the SBS of the coronary veins follow the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern. It means there is hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis and hyposensitivity in the healing phase. During the conflict active phase, it is exactly like the coronary arteries. There is ulceration in the inner lining of the coronary veins proportional to the degree and duration of the conflict activity. The biological purpose also is the same. That means the cell loss is to widen the lumen of the blood vessel in order to improve the blood flow. We already learned that there is hypersensitivity during conflict active phase. Therefore, this ulceration of the sensitive intima causes moderate angina pectoris. In females, there is ulceration of the cervical lining, but it goes unnoticed. Coming to the healing phase symptoms, during the PCLA, the tissue loss is replenished through cell proliferation with swelling due to the edema or fluid accumulation. Like the restoration of the coronary arteries, the repair of the coronary veins also is mainly done with the help of cholesterol. During the epileptoid crisis, which is a temporary reactivation of the conflict active phase, there is angina pectoris. With the involvement of the striated muscles in the wall of the coronary veins, there will be cramp like chest pain also. During the muscle contractions, small pieces of cholesterol plaques may get pulled off from the blood vessel wall and pushed into the lung circulation, resulting in the blockage of the lung artery and pulmonary embolism with shortness of breath. The symptoms can be mild or severe depending on the intensity and duration of the CA phase. As usual, during epileptoid crisis, there can have troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness and drop of blood sugar. Conventional medicine attributes the embolism as caused by blood clots arising from lower extremities. Only GNM says the pulmonary emboli are the healing scabs originating in the coronary veins. Blood thinning drugs taken during this phase can cause acute bleeding from the cervix that also undergoes epileptoid crisis simultaneously. When the blood in the vessels does not flow normally, blood clots can be formed called a thrombus. This can happen in immobile or inactive persons after an operation, an induced coma, hospitalization, prolonged bed rest, etc., and in deep vein thrombosis in legs. Such thrombus in lungs can cause deaths without ADHS. If occurring during the epileptoid crisis of the coronary veins, there will be angina pectoris and tachycardia. A lung embolism caused by a thrombus will not be accompanied by these symptoms. Also understand that a blood clot cannot cause heart attacks or strokes because of the presence of collaterals and that the anticoagulants or blood thinners are totally useless. Epileptoid crisis of the SBS of the coronary veins can cause not only lung embolism but also involvement of the tachycardial center. There will be tachycardia or fast heart rate, rapid breath or tachypnea, gasping for breath, etc. Permanent tachycardial arrhythmia can even cause death due to the incessant fluttering and stoppage of blood flow. If the conflict activity of an intense nature was resolved after 9 months, the pulmonary embolism can be fatal. If we can observe accumulation of neuroglia in the corresponding brain relay, we can conclude that the epileptoid crisis and the lung embolism is over and the person is in the second phase or PCLB of the healing phase. This glia buildup is for the conventional medicine a brain tumor. Friends, stay tuned for more exciting informations from Dr. Hammer. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.